Welcome to another episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related to changing the world of work so that more organizations can be more effective and less dysfunctional, and more employees can be more fulfilled and less miserable. I'm your host, Pat Lencioni, joined as I always am by my co-host, Cody Thompson. Hello, Cody. I'm not even going to ask how you are. Well, actually, I know how you are. Your family's sick right now, so you're under it. We've been busy, man.
The start to the new year has not been ideal, but we're getting through it.
All right. Well, hang in there. Tracy Noble, how are you doing?
I'm great. Everyone's healthy for me.
Very good. We've got our regular crew here. We got Matt, our engineer on the computer, laughing at us. He always does. You know, I'm going to tell everybody this. We're recording this podcast for the second time. We did it yesterday and it was bad. But we really like the topic, and it's a little bit of a challenging one to talk about. So, Cody, what is the topic?
The title is Be a Donkey, Not a Unicorn.
And we did not explain it very well yesterday. And both Cody and I went home at night and said, did we just record a podcast calling people donkeys? And the answer is yes, because we're all donkeys. And here's what this podcast is about. You know, the world uses this term unicorn all the time. Like, this is a great company. It's a unicorn. Or that guy's or that gal is amazing. She's a unicorn. And that whole concept is kind of, I think it's a little bit problematic, because the truth of the matter is, in the world of work, which is what this podcast is about, we are all donkeys. I mean, we do work. That's what we're built to do. And a donkey is not a bad thing. We don't mean that in a condescending way. We are meant to be, as Cody likes to say, a happy donkeys, which means we know what we're here for. We have a job or we have a vocation and we do it well. And that is its own reward. And this desire to be a unicorn, which is really about, I want to be completely unique and I want to be known for being different and I want to get a lot of attention. Well, the fact is, there is no such thing as a unicorn. They are fictitious. And as I said yesterday, a unicorn is nothing but a horse painted blue or another color with a horn strapped to its back. And then, Cody, what did you tell me yesterday?
I said it would have been helpful if I showed you a picture of a unicorn in advance of the podcast, because the horn is on its head. My daughter has a lot of them. Yeah.
See, which really doesn't matter because they're fake.
Yeah.
And totally. I'm stupid. But the point of the matter is, we want to start this year by reminding people that while a lot of people will say, go out this year and do something amazing and change the world, if that happens, that's fine. But let's all realize that embracing what we do and doing it well and serving our customers well and employing our people and having good organizations that get things done, again, that's a great aspiration to have. Mm-hmm. And we want to, so this is a warning about the danger of being a unicorn. So what do you think, Cody? That was a better way to describe it than yesterday, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's interesting, Pat, even as we thought about it late last night, I was like, you know, one of the reasons that we use this analogy or that it came up in the conversation was there's actually a purpose and a job for a mule or a donkey. Like, they're doing something that is meaningful for the person they're serving. You know, the unicorn is really just an object to be admired and fake. And so there's this idea that there's so much of the world that is constantly messaging to us that we need to, like you said, change the world, or we need to do something big. And maybe there's a whole peaceful, content way of going about our work this year that is about dreaming small and doing the things that we're supposed to do and that we love doing at work. And so I do think that the temptation is really out there. And that's why this topic is so important, because media, people around us, even when you talk to your colleagues or relatives about your job, you know, around the holidays, they all want to be impressed, or they all want to go, oh, what company, what's the name on your business card? And it's really not about that at all.
Yeah. You know, I've had the opportunity, I don't say good fortune, I mean, everything's a blessing in one way or another, but I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of companies that would be considered unicorns, and a lot of leaders. They're famous and they do interesting things and whatever else. And I can tell you that, first of all, being with them is no more fun than anybody else, probably a little less fun, or maybe a lot less fun. They are not happier than the others I know. Mm-hmm. And the employees that work at unicorn companies are not on top of the world. And everybody thinks, man, if I could only get a job at Apple or Google or someplace else, people are not bouncing off the walls in those places. In fact, in many cases, I use Disney as an example, people can be pretty miserable, but they don't want to leave, because how can you leave Disney? Well, the fact is, behind the gate, you know, behind the wall, Donald and Mickey are fighting it out, having a smoke, you know, and it's no different working there. People can be pretty miserable, but everybody thinks that, oh, if I could only work for that company, or if my company could only be famous, or if I could only be like Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg or one of whoever, pick your favorite famous leader. It's all fake. It's just not real. Yeah, Tracy.
So Pat, why do we continue to be so enamored with unicorns then?
I think, Tracy, it's because the media loves them and almost convinces us that that's the only thing that matters. You know, you know, who's a great example right now, Trace, is in the news. She just got convicted last night.
Oh,
Elizabeth
yes.
Holmes, this young woman who founded Theranos and bilked investors out of all their money. She was a unicorn. And from the very moment she started that company, that's what she was about. It was never about, I love science and I love healthcare and I love blood analysis. Mm-hmm. She faked her voice. She learned to talk with a deep voice. She dressed like
Steve Jobs.
Yep. And she wanted famous investors. And it was never about doing the work. It was about being known and being famous. And it's so destructive because there's no there. So, and I think the media finds that interesting. And so everybody thinks that's the way to get attention. And it's just it's a very dangerous thing.
Yeah. You know, Pat, there's a quote that you've used. It's on the back of one of our friend's book, Bobby Herrera, but you use this quote to say a fable from one of the best CEOs you've never heard of. And what's interesting is we get a lot of questions about like, oh, who's the best CEO or leader that you guys know? And the answer is you don't know them. They aren't the type of people that want to be known. They don't make the news. And so I think what part of this conversation is about is there is this natural temptation to say, oh, if you're not in the news or you're not on TV or if you're not in the limelight, then what you're doing is not important. And I think that's the conversation about the donkey and unicorn is that's not true. And if we're doing that sort of, you know, calculation, then it's going to drive really happy donkeys to want to pursue something that they shouldn't pursue that will ultimately lead them to more misery in their work and their life.
Right. Hey, Bobby Herrera's book is called The Gift of Struggle, by the way. It's not unrelated to what we're talking about here. It's a great book. And you know, Cody, I think there's a lot of people out there that are going to work as donkeys like we all do and thinking like, this is such a drag. And we don't appreciate the beauty of the simple things we get to do every day in our work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really sad when you see somebody who is a happy donkey that's doing so well at what they do that they start to get noticed and they get tempted into wanting more attention.
Yep.
And I think about like an athlete who loves to play a sport, let's say football, because we're in football season, and they're so good and they just love playing and they enjoy what they do. And suddenly they become famous and they get caught up in thinking that there's other things that they should be pursuing when in reality, they should just love the fact that for 20 years, they get to play a child's game, make a lot of money and have fun. Mm-hmm. And we see this in entertainment. We see it in everything.
How do we avoid that? How do we stay grounded if we have those temptations?
One of the things that I don't want people to hear is that I think we even get tempted by that, Pat. You and I have had conversations like this. Like there very often I'll walk into a store or I'll meet someone who owns a business. And my first thought as someone who has discernment and galvanizing as my working genius is, how can I make this better? And what should I tell them to do? You know, like, and, you know, I was telling you guys about some friends of ours who have a HVAC company here in Utah, and they have a wonderful business. And what they want from the business, and they're really clear on it, is they wanted to provide really good opportunities for people that needed a second chance or another opportunity in life. And they have maybe 30 or plus employees. And that there's always this temptation to say, you know what you should do if the demand is growing? Why don't you open another, you know, another store down further south? Or why don't you increase your sales arm or your marketing? And at some point, I have to check myself and go, actually, no, this is exactly what needs to be happening for them, which is let's employ 30 people, invest in them well, serve our customers well, and live a really good life. And it doesn't need to be more than that. In fact, that is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, Cody. I'm always trying to encourage people to do more, not because I want them to be a unicorn, but somehow we have this idea that like growth and more is better. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're called to grow because there's more influence we can have, but growth for the sake of growth doesn't make a lot of sense. And, you know, I might take a stab at that story, Cody, that we talked about yesterday about the fishermen, you know, and you heard it as Panama, I heard it as Mexico, in any case, some wealthy businessman goes down to, let's say, Panama, and he goes out fishing one morning, and this guy who lives in this little town takes him fishing. And he sees it, they catch a lot of fish, and the guy takes it back and he sells some of it to the local market, and he takes a little bit of money for doing the tour. And then he goes and plays the guitar in the village and goes home at night and hangs out with his family. And the wealthy businessman says, you know, you could buy two more boats and really grow this business. And the guy said, well, then what would I do? Well, then you could actually franchise out and get other people to buy boats, and you could create this huge company that sells fish. And he goes, what would you do then? Well, then you could set up your headquarters in New York and have a worldwide fishing company. Well, then what would you do? Well, then you could IPO and you could get really rich. And he says, then what would I do? And he goes, well, you could then retire to a little fishing village in Panama, and every morning you could wake up and go fishing and play the guitar and go home to your family.
Yeah,
and sometimes we think that like there's a there, and we're not really appreciating what's already here. Mm-hmm. And all of us get caught up in that. And as we begin this new year, it's just like an important time to really be appreciative. I'm going to throw out a shout out to John Gordon, the author, who's a wonderful guy and a friend of ours. And John told me something that really impacted me recently. He said he was not a very positive person years ago, and he's the most positive sounding guy in the world now.
Yeah.
And he said every day, and Tracy, this gets to your question, every day he goes out and he takes a gratitude walk. Now, I know everybody's thinking like, what? But I do it now too. And he just goes out for a walk and appreciates what he has. You know, his health, his family, his company, his customers, what he gets to do, the simple things. And I think when we appreciate things, Trace, we're going to be less tempted by the false cry of the unicorn, that painted horse with a horn strapped to its butt or whatever part of its body is. So
you're getting further and further away. I love it. But
that's right.
Yeah, I do think that is exactly the sentiment. And I think it's important for people to know that all of us struggle with the idea of like, should we be doing more? I think, and you know, we talk a lot about opportunity versus being opportunistic. And a lot of times, and we are even dealing with this in our own business strategy for this year, there's going to be a ton of opportunity. And one thing we like to talk about is there might be some that we need to say no to. And one thing that I've heard you say before, Pat, is there's so many companies out there that their strategy for growth is because we can, you know, like, we can buy, like, for example, like even Amazon getting into the pharmaceutical industry or buying Whole Foods or making their own Expo markers, that, you know, their goal is to be a part of every transaction in the world. That I don't think that's doing a service to anyone. And if your answer to why we should grow is because we can, I think you kind of need to reevaluate where you're at in your company and how you view what your purpose is for your customers and for the people that you serve internally.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm thinking about that this year. We're not going to do a show on New Year's resolutions because everybody does that.
Right.
But one thing I know I'm going to start doing is when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to start saying, okay, God, whatever you have for me, whatever your will is for me, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And I don't want anything more than that. Because I used to wake up and go, what can I do today? What do I need to do? And what opportunity? And it's like, no, I'm just going to go, whatever you put in front of me, we'll do our best to have a plan, but I'm not going to get too caught up in trying to force things that don't need to be forced. And you know, I have to say, it's really nice to embrace my inner donkey, if you will, because work really is its own reward. And that's kind of how I'm feeling as we begin this new year.
Well, and I think it's interesting because we were talking to Tracy, and Tracy, you said before we started this, like, hey, I'm actually, the way you guys are talking about this, I'm not ever been that tempted to be a unicorn.
That's right. I'm pretty content being a donkey.
So tell me like what, I think I know the answer, and that is that you really understand the meaning, like how much meaning you bring to our work and you love what we do, but like, tell us a little bit about that. Cause I think there's probably a lot of listeners who fall into that category who are like, I love what I'm doing. I'm not often tempted by the unicorn status.
I am so fulfilled in doing what I do and leading a very simple life. I'm not at all tempted by money or fame. I just enjoy the simple things in life. And I so enjoy surrounding myself with good people and doing good work. And I'm perfectly content with that. So being a unicorn is just not appealing to me.
Yeah. You know what I just thought of? I'm going to Nashville. Cody and I, we're going to be there next week. And if you've ever walked down Broadway Street, there's all these bars and there's extraordinary performers in every darn bar. And you realize the difference between being them and being somebody who's famous is really, they're all donkey. They're all just, they love what they do. And if you're in one of those bars and you're lamenting the fact that you're not famous, then you're not going to enjoy getting to sing. And so the truth is that unknown guy or gal singing in some bar on Broadway is no different than the international star. The only difference is I think I can say with pretty high confidence that they're probably having more fun than the big stars, because something about being famous and pursuing these massive things steals us of the appreciation of the simple gifts. And so that's our message today. All righty. Cody, Tracy, Matthew, thank you for being good donkeys. I'm trying my best to be one myself. And I want to wish everybody a great year of being a donkey. Maybe that's the year of the donkey. That might be what this year is all about. Well, until we talk to you next time, have a great week. God bless you.